Well, he was actually born Arthur Wellesley, and even though he's remembered as a great Englishman, he was actually born in Dublin. His father was a minor aristocrat who lived near Dublin. Arthur was a younger son, a bit of a failure at school, but got sent into the army and progressed. Ended up going off to India in 1796, or arrived there in 1797. That's where he remade his military reputation. Came back to England in September 1805, famously met Nelson for 20 minutes before Nelson set off to Trafalgar, and then ended up being sent to the peninsula to try and protect Spain and Portugal from the French invasion. Very much a defensive operation for 2 or 3 years, but as strength grew, he was able to take the offensive. The French got driven out of Spain. He thinks it's then all over in 1814. And Napoleon, of course, escapes from Elba, and he has to go back to save the world all over again, as the Tsar told him. And that was his finest hour, of course, Waterloo on 18th of June, 1815. And, you know, in between whiles, 1814, he had actually been created Duke of Wellington.